News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, almost 9 in 10 people believe all drinks containers should be included in Ireland's incoming deposit return scheme. Only cans and plastic bottles are included at the moment, but according to research from Voice Ireland, the public also wants metal cans, plastic and glass bottles, coffee cups and plastic cartons included. Mindy O'Brien is the coordinator of Voice of Ireland Concern for the Environment. She's on the line now. Good morning, Mindy. 90% of people want more included in the scheme. So talk us through the survey and tell us what the findings were.
Yes, good morning. Yes, this was a survey done by the Red Sea, and it surveyed about 1,000, over 1,000 people in Ireland. And it basically had two questions. One question was, in the new deposit refund scheme, what materials would you like to see? And we asked, would you like to see glass, coffee cups, plastic, metal? And 89% people said, yes, they would like that included in the research, in the study. And the second question asked whether they would like to see a variable deposit on the bottles and cans. And 78% said yes, they would. This would mean that you would pay a higher deposit on, say, bigger plastic bottles than the smaller aluminium cans to make sure that you don't create a market disruption.
Now, just cans and bottles included in the initial scheme, but it obviously would be much more environmentally friendly to include other items. So why weren't they?
Yes, I think the government did only plastic bottles and cans. One, plastic bottles because we had to under this the EU directive to collect the bottles. I think their rationale was that they wanted to get the on-the-go drinks containers. So that's what we mostly drink on the go, are plastic bottles and aluminium cans, and we drink the glass bottles at home. But our concern is that if you don't include glass bottles, you might have producers who say, oh gosh, you know, I'm putting the deposit on these containers, we're going to switch our products to the other containers. But also, we'd like to future-proof this scheme, because what we envision is something going back to what we had in the 70s, 60s, is that you had glass bottles that you reused. So rather than create a deposit refund scheme for single purpose, you know, single use items, we'd like to see it go for reuse, so that you, when you have your glass bottle, you drink it, you bring it back, they wash it, they refill it, they redistribute for up to 40 to 50 times. And that would be a better use of resources rather than just recycling. So we'd like to future-proof this for the years to come.
Okay, well, I mean, the scheme is coming in very shortly. Are you going to be able to get extra, you know, last-minute tweaks in on it, or are you going to have to wait until it's up and running and then judge the efficacy of it and go back to government and see whether they'll upgrade it for you?
Well, we're hoping, right now it's a consultation on how the scheme will be structured, so we're doing a submission. And I encourage everybody, it's open to anybody. It's on gov.ie that you can submit. It could be a very short submission, say, we would like to include glass bottles. But you can access that on the website and just look up deposit refund scheme and put in your submission. That
okay.
would be great.
Thank you very much. That's Mindy O'Brien, the coordinator of Voice of Ireland Concern for the Environment.